So I've given a small kind of idea on what your research is about, but could you elaborate? Why is your research needed?
Well, I'm a cell biologist, and what I'm really keen on understanding is, you know, how the body works and how we develop as a human being. So, you know, and of course, we all know that, you know, right now there's a very big interest in exploring outer space and even talks of colonizing other planets. But even if we have the technology today, it doesn't really mean that the human beings can survive the trip. So what I'm really interested about is, you know, understanding how the body responds in that kind of zero gravity environment, and more importantly, how we can develop countermeasures to prevent all those adverse effects of space.
Yeah, I guess because I know that you know, from watching all the movies, people who go to the moon, astronauts, they have to go like under so much heavy training and stuff, and you know there are certain companies that want to, you know, have a commercial bus flying over. So yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about, you know, not everyone's going to want to jump on a bike for 5,000 hours a day just to visit the moon. So can you explain what a microgravity device is?
So we were able to build Australia's first microgravity device, and what that means is that it simulates the zero gravity environment. Now, the actual device is not something new; other people have built it. But what's so special about our one is that we've built it so that we can study cells. And this is very important because if you think about the whole human body, the cells is actually the driving force behind our, you know, daily upkeep and, you know, keeping us healthy. So to be able to study how the cell responds in the zero gravity environment is very important because that will dictate, you know, how your body responds and, more importantly, how your whole tissue and organ respond to the zero gravity environment.
Mm. So you mentioned that previously you've worked on a drug to treat osteoporosis. How does this kind of travel into researching about space?
So before I came back to UTS, I was over at Harvard Medical School, and I was part of the research team that developed an anti-osteoporotic drug. Now, this was developed and since been FDA approved in April this year, and this was built on the backbone of a space research collaboration with NASA. So as everyone probably knows, astronauts lose bone while they're in space, and that's very important if we're going to travel a long time in space. So what we did was, you know, we found a receptor in one of the bone cells, which we targeted and blocked it. And that what that did essentially is trick the body into thinking that it's constantly exercising when it's really not. So you can already appreciate if there's one target that we can block and that can, you know, trick the body into that, you know, constantly exercising, then that has a lot of pretense to, you know, what else we can do in space.
I mean, osteoporosis and space are two very different scientific categories. Is it often that scientific discoveries kind of cross over like this?
I wouldn't say all the diseases are crossover, but this is one of those beautiful cases where it actually does, because it helps astronauts and it helps humanity explore the frontiers of space, but at the same time also help you know, cure earthborne diseases like osteoporosis.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know, as I mentioned before, there are heaps of companies now looking into commercial buses and
yes,
stuff, you know, going to the moon and going to Mars. And, you know, if you've got a $3 billion fund across, you can buy a ticket. Do you think that your research will be able to catch up with the technology and it'll kind of go hand in hand to be able to get people to go visit the moon?
I think a lot of focus in the last decade has been primarily on the technology side of things, and I think, you know, if you just, you know, look on the public arena, you can see that we've done quite well in that sense. But I don't think the biology has really caught up to it yet. And I think of recent, NASA has just begun talking about, you know, they've actually started to do this type of studies on the International Space Station. So the process has started, but I don't think it's in parallel to the technological advancement we've done in terms of the space travel.
Well, Joshua, thank you so much for, first of all, helping us get to space and joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.